This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. You know, I'm really embarrassed for this guy. I was driving to work today, and, you know, I was at a stoplight, and usually I don't look around. You know how you don't want to look at anybody because you don't want to engage them? And, you know, I'm always afraid that I'm going to get carjacked or something. So I really don't look at people. But I guess I was kind of, you know, moving my head to the music. And I looked around. I looked at the guy next to me. And this man next to me was picking his nose. Now, he wasn't looking at me when he was picking his nose. But, you know, when you see someone in the car next to you picking your nose, you know, you kind of stop for a second. Well, he must have felt that he was being stared at, and I really didn't mean to stare, and he looked over, and you could see how embarrassed he was. Okay, now, the first thought I had is, well, maybe I better check my nose, because, you know, I don't want to go to work with a boogie. That, honestly, you know, people do pick their nose. It's a very, very natural thing. You know, you just kind of do it in private. You want to make sure your nose is nice and clear. You don't want to be on the camera. So I always do a booger check. If I don't have time to do a booger check, I usually ask the cameraman to do a booger check for me, and he's usually like, you're fine. You know, and if not, sometimes they'll actually, you know, grab it for you. But in this particular case, this poor guy, I mean, he was like really embarrassed. And I didn't want him to be embarrassed. You know, one of the things I always try to, you know, urge people is not to be embarrassed about certain bodily functions. You know, things like that are natural. So, you know, I wanted to kind of, you know, drive after him and say, look, it's no big deal. You know, we all pick our nose, don't be embarrassed, it's not a big deal. All right, you know, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. All right, no big deal. But I couldn't. And, you know, the little Honda Accord drove off, and I probably ruined his morning all because I peeked at his nose, okay? Now I'm feeling guilty, and I'm going, oh, I made somebody feel bad because I looked at them pick their nose. I wasn't even giggling. I just looked at them pick their nose, and then I'm feeling guilty, and I'm like, you know, but then, okay, I need to be able to go to work and move on with my day, so I decided to mentally justify that maybe this guy does have a problem. Maybe he really is addicted to nose picking. And then I was like, well, no big deal. Maybe I actually helped cure him. So then I was able to go about my day, and now I'm here able to be positive and not feeling all guilty. All right, but if somebody is addicted to nose picking, what do you do? Well, luckily, WikiHow has an answer for everything. And they have here, because I looked it up, how to stop picking your nose. So let's kind of go through this together, okay? Let's pick through this together. Number one. If you want to stop picking your nose because you have a problem, you need to first accept that you have a problem, right? Just like with AA, all right? Although I don't know if there's a Nose Pickers Anonymous. This is accept that you have a problem. If you pick your nose regularly, you need to own up to it, okay? Nose picking may start at home, but a lot of times it'll creep into public. You may think nobody is noticing, but they do. Just like with farting. You know, a lot of us will fart in public and think nobody smelled that, and they do, but nobody tells you. So you have to assume that somebody kind of knows. Number two, figure out what triggers your need to pick your nose. Now, from a medical perspective, sometimes you guys could have a vesiculitis where you have inflammation. I've told you guys about this, of like a little staph infection in the lining of the nose. So you get very crusty. It feels very painful. It feels very dry. Sometimes you could have a fungal infection in the nose. Sometimes it could be that you really haven't cleaned it out for a while, and so you got just a lot of boogies. But you need to figure out why. If it's a debris issue, then we're going to have you blow your nose and, you know, clean your nose out before you go to work every day. maybe you even want to do a flush or something like that. If it's a medical condition where, like, I don't understand, I'm always dry, maybe I have eczema or something, you need to have your doctor take a look. Of course, number three, they say clean out your nose. Sometimes cleaning the hair out of your nose, I really don't recommend nose trimming, nose hair trimming, because the hair is a defense against you getting something in your respiratory tree. But I understand every now and then you have a little curly that comes out of your nose and then it goes up the side of the nose. You know, us middle-aged folks start to get nose hairs that hang down past the nose, and it's really distracting. Next, they say you need to change your behavior. And some habits take 21 days. So for the next 21 days, we are going to have you kind of monitor your nose-picking behavior. So they say note the times and occasions when you are more likely to pick your nose. If it's usually in the car, you need to make sure you leave a little post-it note in your car saying do not pick your nose. If you think you are going to forget your boogie check, then put a post-it on your mirror at home saying please check your boogies. Okay, you see type of thing? Okay, always have a tissue or handkerchief. It doesn't look like you're picking your nose when you're blowing your nose with a handkerchief. But if you use your dry, bare finger with a big, long, you know, blue, sparkly nail, everybody's going to notice that. Also, what you could do to stop picking your nose is wear gloves. That's a biggie. Or you can actually put a Band-Aid on your picking finger. Most of us only pick our nose with one finger, the same finger. So all you have to do is bandage up that finger to the point that you really can't stick it in your nose. They also suggest if you handle hot peppers, you won't want to put your fingers near your nose because it'll smell peppery. And that could be a sort of behavioral therapy you do. Okay? Eating boogers is just an absolute no-no. I don't have advice for that. Just stop. Then change your thought process. Okay, you feel like you have a boogie, who cares? No big deal. Remember I had to train myself to not itch in the middle of surgery and scratch? You're not supposed to scratch yourself in the middle of surgery, like your neck or your nose, because your hands then are unsterile. I was able to train myself to ignore an itch. I got to tell you, that was probably one of the most valuable things. You have an itch, now I don't have to always scratch it. I can let it sit, and a lot of times the itch will go away. You need to do the same thing. Okay? And then they also suggest on WikiHow, ask others to help you. If you really have a problem with nose picking, ask for help. Call up your best friend. Call your neighbor, okay? And say, I can't stop picking my nose. All right? But listen, it happens to all of us, okay? Remember, it spreads germs, and it forces you to eat extra carbs. Don't do it. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans chance for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Thank you really so much. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this was a pretty surprising statistic. It says over a third of us Americans at our working age have saved zero, zilch, nada towards retirement. Over a third. They look at about 36% of us have absolutely nothing for retirement. 14% of us are 65 years old and have absolutely nothing against retirement. A third, one in three workers will probably borrow against their 401k at some point. This is extremely shocking. And as a physician, I always talk about money on this show. I'm obviously not a money expert, right? Because if I was, I wouldn't be a physician, right? Yeah, I know. Not with this Obamacare. Luckily, I like what I do a lot, so I'll always be a physician. But I talk about money on the show and retirement because this is, it all goes hand in hand. I can't tell you how many people, you know, break a leg or fall or get a blood clot or have a stroke later, and they don't have the money for home health. They don't have whatever they did have for retirement got sucked up when they got sick. And I saw that happen with my family. You know, everybody had to live with us before they died because nobody could afford a nursing home. And we didn't even want our family in a nursing home anyway. We tried to do the best we can. Then we finally had to give in to a nursing home. They were unhappy. They had to leave the house. We didn't have money for private nurses. We were poor. And it's a horrible way to end your life. All right. When you see that most of us, and not most of us, but a good chunk of us haven't even saved for retirement, for those of us that have saved, we shouldn't look at that as, all right, well, their problem. No, it's our problem. Because look at the country we live in now, okay? We are forever in debt and continually to be in debt because we have to take care of people that don't have means of their own. So if a third of us later have absolutely nothing and we have a Medicare system that's struggling, it's going to fall on all of us even more than we're already paying. So this is something we all need to look at. Now, I am guilty for not putting away for retirement, too. I'm just as guilty because, first, I'm a small business owner, and this recession has completely kicked our butts. So, no, I really don't have anything for retirement. Yeah, I don't have a disability plan, I don't have a pension plan, and I know, I've already been approached, I guess I was talking about this on air, I've already had 5 people come to my office to sign me up. Alright, thank you, I know, and I know there's a lot of companies out there, well, it's exciting that they're out there, but I need to figure out the fees, etc., but I know that's something I need to do, it just, I haven't had any extra money. I don't know about where you guys all live, but where I live in Las Vegas, some industries here in Las Vegas are still struggling. And healthcare is going to probably struggle even more as the future unravels more and more of our latest socialized healthcare system. And so, no, I can't put something away for retirement. Everything I saved up, I had to spend. I had to tap into. I didn't have a 401k. I had some money put aside. 2009, I had a little money put aside. I probably had about $5,000 already started for my retirement. I know, $5,000 would probably last by then. Yeah, but that got sucked up immediately when the recession hit. So, I'm having the same problem. They say of those aged 50 to 54, 26% had absolutely no savings, nor did a full third of Americans aged 30 to 49. Overall, the average working age U.S. household has just $3,000 in savings. Those nearing retirement average $12,000. That's it. This is according to the National Institute on Retirement Security. And around 36% of households have $1,000 or less in a retirement savings account. Now, it would have been interesting to see what these numbers were in 2007. I think a lot of us had more. I remember I had a patient who used to work for Ford, and he said he had to tap into that plan, and he was supposed to retire on that, and he can't because his 2008 hit, we all know what happened. So, wow, what do we do? All right, so, one, listen to these financial expert shows. There's a lot of them. Bob Brinker is good, Dave Ramsey, there's a lot of good money shows. Listen and educate yourself and get all these opinions and then form your opinion. Getting a financial planner is not a bad idea. They can help guide you through the process. But if I could give you guys any advice, and this is what we're doing, is immediately downsize. Because if you don't have anything for retirement and your monthly expenses or who knows how much per month, you need to start downsizing. whether it's your car, whether it's your house, whether it's your toys, whether it's your cable bill, etc. Whatever you don't need, whatever is superfluous now, start cutting. I would rather you cut now while you're feeling like you're okay than when you have to cut when you're all depressed about money. A lot of us don't need the big cable bill. A lot of us don't need the big cell phone bills. I don't even want to look at my cell phone bill. I'm scared to death of what my, between all the texting and the downloading and the storage and the iClouding and the candy crushing and the, you know, I don't even want to know what I'm spending on my phone. And I'm going to tell you, my phone is going to be one of my necessities later. But look at what you're spending on power. We one day we had given you tips on how to save your power. You know, we talked about cleaning your lint box, washing some of your clothes on warm water instead of hot if they are dirty clothes and it's a rewash. We've talked about some things already on ways to save power. But first and foremost, start downsizing. Figure out what you can do, what you need. You know, some of these little homes, these little two-bedroom homes with two baths are going to be absolutely perfect for you. You don't need a 4 or 5-bedroom house if you have that. Start downsizing. You're going to really feel better. We did. We did big time. All right, start saving now. Okay, a lot of us are like, well, I'm in my 40s. I got another 10, 20 years. No, you don't. You do not. I want you to start squirreling money away now. There's lots of ways you could do it. You could put an alarm on your clock where every week you put, move $20 from your checking into your savings. You could do something like Treasury Direct. Treasury Direct sells saving bonds. Now, savings bonds aren't the best interest. We know they're not the best investment. However, what they have, which is kind of a cool tool, is without you even thinking about it, they could take from your checking account $50 here, maybe $100 here or there. You could have it on a monthly sort of or a bi-weekly, however you want, where without you even thinking about it, they will squirrel away and throw it into a savings bond. Even though, like I said, savings bond may not be the biggest interest, if you're going to prolong and wait to meet your financial guy to set or gal to set this up, that's a way to already start squirreling money away. By the time you remember you're doing it, you take a look, you may already have a couple $1,000s put aside. And then you could always sell or break the bonds later. Again, not the best investment, talk to your financial guys, but it's a way to squirrel. All right? A lot of banks have little Christmas accounts. I think those are brilliant. You're able to put money away. They'll automatically take money out of your checking, put it into a Christmas account. So when it's time to spend on Christmas, you have a nice little $500 chunk of what you could do. Okay? And don't worry, this Christmas I'll give you guys ways to, in fact, I'm actually going to start my Christmas shopping probably after back to school. I think I'm going to probably start Christmas shopping in October. I find a lot of things are cheap because nobody's buying. And prices a lot of times go up by Christmas. So I'm going to do my Christmas shopping online in October. I seem to get the best deals. That's a whole other thing. All right, next, know your retirement needs. Okay, figure out what you're going to need. According to, this is a government website. Hold on, let me scroll up. This is the United States Department of Labor. They say, experts estimate you will need at least 70% of your pre-retirement income if you earn less 90% to maintain your standard of living when you stop working. Hence, that's why I say start downsizing. Okay? So, you want to plan ahead, know what your retirement needs are going to be. If your employer offers a retirement savings plan like a 401k, sign up and contribute all you can because your taxes are going to be lower and your company may kick in more. I got to tell you, that's one of the most brilliant things when you have an employer that does a match and puts money in. That's free money. The more you put in, the more they do. That's awesome. Look into an employer pension plan. Do not go into your retirement savings. Don't, even if the recession is bad, try to do everything but touch that retirement savings. IRAs are also good. Know about your Social Security and discuss with your planner whether you should wait to do late Social Security or cash in on it early. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this study has come out, which I think is a crock of crap, saying, I'm sorry, many seniors get unnecessary cancer tests. What? Unnecessary, my foot. They say, according to drugs.com, older people who aren't expected to live more than 10 years are still being screened for prostate, breast, cervical, and colon cancer.
even though it is unlikely to benefit them. Wait, I see something is really wrong with that. I'll tell you in a second. Okay, let's read this, okay, before I rip this to pieces. They say unnecessary screening can lead to invasive procedures like biopsies, unneeded treatments including surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy, all of which could affect the quality of life without extending it. Okay, I get that. I get that. But, and there's a big but, let's read on. According to lead researcher Dr. Chen, assistant professor of radiation oncology at the University of North Carolina, says across the U.S. there seems to be a lot of cancer screening in patients who have a short life expectancy. Okay, now that I think is the debatable point. He says for patients who have a limited life expectancy, cancer screening might cause them more harm than benefit. Most guidelines recommend that we stop screening for these cancers when the patient has a short life expectancy. There is no evidence that cancer screening helps patients who have less than 10 years to live. Okay. All right. Yale pipes in also. Dr. Kerry Gross says we have reached a critical juncture in the history of our cancer screening. All right. It's taken off in the last 40 years, but there is now increased recognition that screening may not be as effective. No, no, no. What's going on is Obamacare. Okay. What's going on is insurance companies don't want to spend money. Okay. So they want to find an excuse to not screen, and age could be the excuse. Now, first, I understand. I understand that if you are 82 and you are being told to get a colonoscopy, right, to see, you know, if you have colon cancer, and your life expectancy has already been, you know, wow, well, you're already in your 80s. Do we really want to put you at the risk of putting you under and then, you know, doing biopsies and you possibly bleeding? I could understand having the discussion with the 82-year-old. The 82-year-old makes the choice, not you. May have the 82-year-old go, you know what, no, I really don't want to have the scope, etc. Okay, but what if somebody is 61 years old? Now, life expectancy, okay, has been in the, you know, 60s and 70s for men and women for a while. So those of us that are 61 won't be able to get screening. Okay, we're living well into our 70s and 80s now. I have friends who are in their late 60s. You want to tell them that they may not live past 75, so they don't get their mammograms? How many 67, 68-year-olds do you know? How old is Harrison Ford? I mean, Harrison Ford, I didn't see The Expendables yet. I hear The Expendables hasn't done that well. Kind of a tough opening. I blame they used Mel Gibson. They took out Bruce Willis and they put in Mel Gibson. Not sure why they made that move. I'd rather see Bruce Willis. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. All right. But you have a lot of older individuals there. What, Sylvester Stallone's in his 60s? Okay, these people are Arnold Schwarzenegger. And you're going to tell them? Okay, nope, your life expectancy isn't there. Or, you know what, you do risky behavior. What kind of risky behavior do I do? Well, you sky jump, sky dive, you this. You see, who decides what the life expectancy is? The life expectancy is increasing. Now, mind you, I get that. Okay, when you're in your 80s, I think some of these could be just a little bit too barbaric, okay? All right, however, you have a lot of people living to their 90s. We're starting to see more and more people live to their 100s. What if you have an 80-some-year-old woman who wants to get a mammogram? They find she has cancer, a slow-growing one, and she wants to get it taken out. Does an 81-year-old have rights? I get very, very nervous when they start to use this term seniors. Okay? Recently, seniors has been defined as somebody older than 65. Okay, I think a lot of us are going to be living way past 65. And I don't like the idea that if you're a quote-unquote senior, you have less medical rights than a non-senior. To tell somebody they are too old to get a test, I think is pretty scary. All right. Now, I guess what they did is they looked at data. Oh, man.
Oh, there's my computer going again. So they looked at data from the U.S. National Health Interview Survey from 2000 to 2010 to collect data and looking at 27,000 men and women aged 65 or older. They ranked them according to the risk they had of dying within 10 years. Investigators found that people at the highest risk of dying within 10 years, 31% to 55% were screened for cancer. Prostate cancer screening was common among the men in the high-risk group. Among women who had a hysterectomy for benign reasons, 34 to 56% had been given a Pap test. Okay, we've talked about Pap tests and why, yeah, we may not need to be doing Pap tests all the time, but why sometimes a pelvic exam is still important. So they found that fewer men were screened for prostate cancer and fewer women in recent years. Well, I wonder why. Okay, but what makes you at high risk for dying? Okay, what are the rules? Okay, well, I don't see any here. Right. Are they saying, well, you know, dad had a heart attack when he was 60, brother had a heart attack when he was 60, you're 62, you have high cholesterol, you smoke, you could be at high risk. Yeah, you are. You are at high risk probably for dying of a heart attack. If you're a smoker, have high cholesterol, and dad and brother died of a heart attack, you do. But that doesn't mean if you're 62 years old, I'm not going to order the prostate test. Okay, that's ridiculous. Why do I get to make that decision? That's not fair. That's not fair to you. So I can understand when they're talking about 80-year-olds, and I can understand giving an 80-year-old the choice and to sit down and see if they want to go through a mammogram and biopsy and all that. However, women are living till their 90s easy, so probably if I made it to, I would still want it, God willing. But, you know, we're talking about 65-year-olds here. 65 is not old anymore. It's on the cusp of middle age. Okay, a lot of us are running around in our 60s. That doesn't mean we completely get discriminated against from health services. Yeah, it'll save a lot of money. Oh, we'll save a lot of Medicare dollars. We will. And already people are finding that they don't get a lot done on Medicare, which again brings us back to the subject of the retirement. All right. You are going to have to factor in when we talked about in terms of retirement, know what your retirement needs are going to be. You better factor in health dollars. And nobody knows how much that's going to cost because everything is absolutely skyrocketing. I need to look this up. One of my patients wanted doxycycline. Doxycycline is an antibiotic used in the military a lot, old antibiotic, and it works. Works on a variety of things. Some of you may remember your chlamydia days. You were given doxycycline, 100 milligrams twice a day for 7 days. Doxycycline's been around forever. Well, one of my patients wanted to go to Africa to do a mission, West Africa, no less, and she needed malaria prophylaxis. She didn't want the mefloquine because that was expensive, and doxycycline is supposed to be cheaper. I'm like, fine, if you want the doxycycline. Well, she comes in and says, wait, when I called up, the doxycycline prescription was multiple hundreds of dollars. I was like, wait a second here. We're talking about doxycycline. It's a generic antibiotic. It's like, you know, old like amoxicillin. What are you talking about? So I go online to look at my medical supply store, and lo and behold, it's a few hundred dollars for X amount of pills. What the hell is going on when it comes to our, you know, what we used to be able to pay for our health care? So when you're looking at your retirement savings, you better make sure and double and triple what you plan because you have no idea what health care you're going to have later. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Thank you for tuning in.
tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can always email me at drdahlia.com. That's my website. We have a way where you could send your question. I apologize if I haven't read all your emails on air. Obviously, the show's not long enough for me to do that. However, if I don't respond to you back, I usually save them for when they could be pretty pertinent. And usually, they'll try to respond back immediately. But this one kind of relates to what we're talking about. Greg from Troy writes, help me out here. I see my doctor for a cold, and he gives me a prescription that ends up costing an arm and a leg. I ask my pharmacy to call him to change the prescription, and they can't get a call back from him for days. I'm forced to pay for the prescription, he writes, when I could have purchased a cheaper pill. Doctors continue to be a part of this problem if they write the high-priced medication. You know, he actually brings up a good point. I try not to do this to my patients because that's a tough one. And unfortunately, it has happened to some of my patients because I have absolutely no clue that the prescription I'm writing has tripled in price. So I see you for an illness. This happened with Augmentin. Augmentin is one of my favorite antibiotics because it's the top choice we use for ear infection, sinusitis, cat bites, dog bites, etc. So I had a patient with a pretty good-sized dog bite. And we cleaned them up. I didn't have to sew it up. And sometimes you don't want to sew all dog bites up because you don't want to wall off the infection. Dog bites are very, very dirty. So I started him on some Augmentin. Now, Augmentin, I know, is more expensive, a little bit more than some of the other, but it wasn't that much more, and most people thought it was worth it years ago. Okay? It shouldn't have been more than $5 or $10, even with copays, etc. However, apparently it had gone up in price. So the patient at night goes to drop it off at the pharmacy, and the pharmacy's like, well, it costs this. Well, now he wants, and remember, we have 24-hour, we have that. I mean, I'm asleep, okay? And, you know, yeah, we have on call, but, we're not going to get woken up throughout the night for prescriptions and prices, etc. Now, I wanted him to take the Augmentin anyway, especially when we're talking about a dog bite. And he didn't want it, so the next day we changed the antibiotic, it's fine, to something cheaper. But I'm like, really, it costs that much more? It shouldn't have cost that much more. I mean, it was a ridiculously amount more than some other choice, like Keflex. Now, what Obamacare has done with doctors is they've actually succeeded. All right, and this has really hurt pharmaceutical companies, and it's hurt patients. By us doctors are now writing the cheapest medicine we could think of so that you don't have to, for days on end, try to get a hold of your doctor to change the medication. Remember, your nurses can't do it. The front office staff can't do it. The billing staff can't do it. The nurses can't do it. The actual physician has to. Well, if the physician is up to his ears with patients or he's gone out of town, etc., you're stuck. So this is what I suggest you do, because that's bad. You know, you shouldn't have to go and all of a sudden hear that your EpiPen is $350 like it was for us. Then you have questions. Well, really? You know, now what do I do? So what I suggest you do is, before you go to the doctor, let's say you're sick, okay, and you kind of have an idea, all right, of what's going on. Let's say you have high blood pressure. Let's say you have a feeling your cholesterol is high. Nurse called, said the doctor wants to talk to you. It looks like you possibly have diabetes, you possibly have cholesterol, etc. What you need to do, you don't tell the doctor what to prescribe, but what you need to do is get the formulary from your insurance company and bring it in. Okay, many of you would come in with these written packets, these typed out packets, and it would show me, and you may have to print it out now that everything is online. It used to not be. You used to get stuff in the mail and booklets in the mail. Now that everything is online, so it could switch at a moment's notice, what you need to do is print that out and go, look, doctor, I know you're about to prescribe for me a cholesterol medicine or a blood pressure medicine or an antibiotic, etc. Can you please look at the formulary and pick something on this list? When my patients do that,
I really feel for them, and I'm very grateful they did that, because number one is I know what they, I mean, one, that saves me 7 different phone calls with the pharmacy and with the insurance company. 2 is it makes me understand what's going on financially with my patient, and you know, it's another form of communication. It's really difficult to, at the end of your day, have to now deal with the pharmacy saying this is too expensive for the patient, this is too expensive, this is too expensive. So what ends up happening is a lot of us doctors go, you know, I'm just going to pick the cheapest. All right. Now, a lot of us did that with blood pressure medicine. A lot of fancier blood pressure medicines out there. Before some of them went generic, we just started to give everybody ACE inhibitors. Well, the ACE inhibitors would cause people to start having coughs. So then we'll have people come in and go, well, I have a cough. I'm like, well, I didn't want to put you on that. I wanted to put you on Cozar, but Cozar at the time wasn't generic. So I put you on the cheaper class, and the cheaper class gives you a cough. And so, yeah, it's a pain in the butt. All right, but, you know, a lot of these newer medicines that these pharmaceutical companies have come out with and spent millions of dollars to make, they're not getting covered. And doctors and nurses and staff can't handle all the calls of patients saying, my insurance won't cover it, this is too expensive. So a lot of doctors say, we'll just go for the cheaper medicine. Now, the problem is that some antibiotics you shouldn't go cheap on. All right, there's a lot of good antibiotics out there, but for some of these infections, you need bigger guns. Thank God something like Levaquin has gone generic, and Levaquin has become less expensive than it used to be, because I would have a person with a pneumonia who didn't want to go to the hospital, and no, a Z-Pak's not going to cut that. Doxycycline may not cut that, so I'd want to give them Levaquin, couldn't do that because it was too expensive. Luckily, something like that is generic. So as more medicines go generic, doctors are going to have more choices. But one thing we've all seen is some of these newer medicines are actually better. Alright, I mean, an example of a medicine that I wish could go generic, but it won't, and unfortunately many of my patients are stuck paying for it, is, like Januvia and Onglyza. This is a class of diabetic medication that really, very, very nicely lowers blood sugar without giving the side effects of hypoglycemia or messing with the kidneys. It's or stomach upset, etc. Really nice class. There's no generic. And unfortunately, I see a lot of diabetics have to go to insulin because they can't afford these medications that could actually prolong them needing to go on insulin. But it's now at the point where you have a pretty, you know, severe diabetic, and if they can't afford the medications, it's cheaper to go the insulin route. And unfortunately, we have a lot more people on insulin than I don't think have to be. But it's because they can't afford the medicines. Actos had been a phenomenal diabetic medication. Unfortunately, its sister drug, Avandia, had a lot of bad publicity when it came to heart. There started to be some warnings with the other brands, and a lot of doctors started to not use it as often. And then Januvia and Onglyza came about, and Byetta, Victoza, and so doctors started to use these. And you know, they work. They work nicely. Once we started to get all excited about these classes of medications, Obamacare kicked in, and nobody could get them. Right? I mean, thank God for these companies coming up with samples and coming up with payment plans, etc. But unfortunately, a lot of you couldn't, had to go on insulin. So my suggestion is, before you go to the doctor, even if you don't have a diagnosis, you make sure to give the doctor that formulary list. You make sure you have a copy in case it doesn't get into your chart or it doesn't get scanned into your electronic record. You always bring that in. So then the doctor could look at those lists. And if the doctor can't find the medicine he wants, Zetia is a good example. Zetia is a medication that helps prevent cholesterol absorption in the brush border of the intestine. It doesn't cause the side effects like the statin medications do. It's not as effective as the statin medications, but it's a great adjunct. I've been able to keep people on lower doses of their cholesterol statin medications because of Zetia. A lot of insurance doesn't cover it anymore because it doesn't come generic. So now we can't give that to you. We either have to crank up the statin or leave your cholesterol high or try another class that may not work. It's frustrating. It really is. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. Husband sues his wife for posting his picture on Facebook and wins. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.